I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, December 7th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Pretty loose day today. Got about an hour's worth of news, and then I'm going to open up the phone line second hour, and we can talk about anything you like. We can talk about immigration, expatriation, constipation, whatever you wish. I'm going to go through some news here first in the first hour. By the way, I'd like for you, if you would, to go on my website today, www.theamericanawakening.org. I've posted a clip, an interesting Fox News clip that's a recent clip. It's came out just in the last 2 or 3 months. I'd like to know what happened to this guy. It's a guy that, and by the way, as I said, Fox News reported this mainstream. It's about a guy that invented a car that runs on water. And supposedly he is negotiating or has been negotiating with the military, Congress, and the government, which is a big red flag, which may be the reason why nobody's heard from him again. But anyway, you know, if you got some time, it's a short clip, it's only a couple minutes long, but go in there and take a look at it. I'd really like to know if anybody's heard what happened to this gentleman, because this is just recently. This is this year, folks. Let's see. What else have I got going here? Oh, I want to put out a quick shout to my friend John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. Folks, as I mentioned every day, if you have any investments, any type of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, whatever, and you need some help, you need some thoughts as to what to invest in, what not to invest in, I would strongly urge you to give John Onesti a call. Very nice, very professional guy. He's laid back and he's there to help you. And his number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. It's onestiadvisors.com. That's O-N-E-S-T-I advisors.com. Hey, a little bit of good news, folks. And if you haven't already heard, the hate bill was defeated. So for those of you out there say, oh, calling the congressman, calling the senators, it doesn't work. Well, guess what? It worked. By Reverend Ted Pike, Senator Kennedy's hate crime amendment, approved by the U.S. House and Senate, was stripped from the National Defense Appropriations Act, H.R. 1585, midday Thursday. Congressional Quarterly reports that support for the Arms Hate Bill Bureau had so eroded that in the House, the Democrats were 40 votes short of passage. This great victory confirms that massive last-minute opposition from the evangelical and far right may well have powerfully helped defeat it. Senators Kennedy and Smith may attempt to revive it as standalone legislation after the first of the year, but its rejection by conference greatly increases the likelihood that we can defeat it again if lovers of freedom continue to protest loudly. Isn't that great, folks? The hate crime legislation, at least for the time being, is dead. Now, will it rear its ugly head next year? Most likely it will. But because you did the walking, the fingers that did the walking and called the Congress and called the senators, guess what? It works. Now, we've got this other draconian legislation, S-1959, but I'm confident that with the diligence of guys like you out there, we can defeat that one as well. Okay, I'm going to cover a couple of snippets here in the first half hour. Some interesting stuff when I went to my mailbox. And let's see, I got a break coming up, I believe. Yes, I do. We're going to come back after the break. I'm going to tell you what I got in my mailbox today. Rather interesting snippet, one from Immigration Department, another one from Jim Ewart. And I'm going to thank him for sending me a couple of interesting things I'm going to share with you. So we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Open lines in the second hour today, folks, but please don't call me in the first hour because I got some stuff I want to go through. But anyway, I wanted to share with you. I went to my mailbox yesterday, and I received a letter from the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, and here's what the letter says. "Dear Mr. Herzog, reference is made to the petition for alien relative, I-Form 130, which you filed on behalf of Megan McKenzie," that's my stepdaughter, folks, "on October 26, 2005. The petition was filed on the basis of your marriage to Lindsay Herzog. Title 8 of the Federal Regulations Code says, an applicant, a petitioner, a sponsor, a beneficiary, or other individual residing in the United States at the time of filing an application or petition may be required to appear for fingerprinting or for an interview. The applicant, petitioner, sponsor, beneficiary, and other individual may appear as requested," blah, blah, blah. It says, "by letter dated August 2nd, 2007, both you and your stepdaughter, Megan McKenzie, were requested to appear at this office for an interview regarding the petition for alien relative. The interview was scheduled for August 30th, 2007 at 10:30 a.m. with an officer of this service. Your stepdaughter, Megan McKenzie, attended the interview. However, you failed to appear at that time. This office did not receive any form of address change prior to your scheduled interview, nor did we receive a request to be rescheduled. Further, you failed to offer any explanation for your failure to appear. In view of the foregoing, it must be found that you have failed to prosecute the petition, and it is therefore considered abandoned. According to the petition for alien relative that you filed, it must be and hereby is denied. Pursuant to Title 8 Federal Regulations, there is no appeal from this decision. Sincerely, Mary Esther Johnson, Field Office Director." Now, I want to address this, folks, because first of all, this is typical of these people. I don't know what the funding that comes into the Immigration Service to process these applications. I have no idea what they're doing with it, but they certainly aren't putting it to good use because these people have no idea what they're doing. First of all, I never received any such letter from these people. My stepdaughter did receive a letter from these people. My stepdaughter did attend the interview along with my wife, Lindsay. The field officer, Alex, told them that it was not necessary that I was not at this meeting. I didn't put any change of address because I hadn't moved anywhere. And lastly, the lady that signed this never interviewed them to begin with. So I find it just absolutely humorous that they have denied this petition when they never sent me a letter and asked me to be there to begin with. And number two, the field officer Alex that interviewed them affirmed that I didn't need to be there. But isn't that just typical? Well, I'll keep you posted, folks. Another letter I got, and I think James Martinez and John Samuel mentioned it on cash flow yesterday. I got a letter from the United States District Court Settlement Administrator regarding any credit card that I may have used, and a lot of you may have gotten this as well. Any credit card used between February 1st, 1996 and November 8th, 2006, they are proposing a $336 million settlement, and they're allowing if you have used or had access to any credit card, a Diners Club, MasterCard, or Visa, you can request an easy refund of $25. So if you receive that in the mail, you fill it out and send it in, you get $25. Big deal, huh? Also, I want to put out a thank you to Jim Ewart. Remember, I had Jim on my show last week talking about money, and he had mentioned to me that he was going to send me a surprise in my mailbox, which I got this morning. And I want to describe for you what he sent me. And I find this really interesting because there's pictures of two dollar – well, actually, it's not a dollar bill. One of them is a picture of a $10 gold certificate, and the other one is a $100,000 bill. Now, on this $10 bill, what's interesting is that the picture on the front of the bill, the guy is Michael Hilligas, which was the first treasurer of the United States, and it depicts on the front of this bill $10 in gold coin payable to the bearer on demand. Now, at the top, where, you know, if you look at a dollar bill right now, you will see where it says Federal Reserve Note. Up at the top of this particular bill, it says this certifies that there have been deposited in the Treasury of the United States of America $10. And this is Series 1922. So that's rather interesting. On the other one, the $100,000 bill, it says the same thing. This is to certify that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America $100,000. And it is embossed with gold, and it says gold certificate. And it has a picture of Woodrow Wilson on there. And this is Series 1934. So it just goes to show us how much it's changed and what kind of deceit has gone into it. And I also just got a message here from my board operator, Kerry. James Martinez, I guess, regarding this letter that I received and a lot of you out there received, I'm sure, on this credit card settlement from the district court. James Martinez is warning people not to sign and return that letter. Now, I don't know why. I know that they are offering – maybe I better take another look at this. Option one is an easy refund of $25. Option two is a request of total estimation refund based on typical spending during travel and your answers to a few questions about your travel outside of the United States. And option three, oh, wait a minute here, for more than one or had foreign transactions of more than $2,500. Interesting. Option three, you can request a refund based on information that you provide concerning your annual estimated foreign transactions during 1996 and 2006. That in itself, foreign transactions, raises a red flag. Refunds will be a maximum of 1-3% of your foreign transactions. How interesting. And then I look back in the back, and they have this questionnaire that they want you to fill out of what transactions that you have made on a credit card that are foreign from the years 1998 through 2006, I guess, yes. and they want your name, address, phone number, and so forth, which they already have, but they're asking for it again. Yeah, that's a red flag, and I have to agree with James Martinez. I wouldn't fill it out and send it in either if all they were going to send me is $25, because I'm sure the information that they're looking for is worth more to them than the $25 that they're asking for. Okay, so enough for that. Now, let's see. I pulled this off of the Brad blog today, and I think I mentioned this on my show yesterday. We were talking about the National Intelligence Estimate, and on the Brad blog this morning I pulled off here that says that the White House quietly admits that Bush lied about when he learned that Iran had suspended its nuclear program. The admission was reported by ABC News, but has largely been ignored by corporate media guest blogged by John Ponder in the Pencito Review. The White House has quietly admitted that George Bush lied to reporters at a news conference on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, folks, when he said he was not informed by intelligence officials that Iran's nuclear weapons program had been suspended in 2003. Last Tuesday, Bush denied that he knew the program had been disbanded when he warned the American people in October that Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons could unleash World War III. Now, as we reported last night at the Pencito Review, Bush press flack Dana Perino confirmed off camera to reporters that, in fact, Bush learned about the suspension of Iran's weapon program back in August. Now, does this come as any surprise to you folks that both Bush and Cheney knew about this months ago, but they said nothing? And the fear-mongering and the drum-beating for war continues. And I'm going to go into a little bit of this later, but let me continue with this. According to ABC News' Martha Raddatz, the White House made a stunning admission Wednesday that appeared to suggest President Bush has directly – now, they're really nice in this statement. He has directly contradicted himself. No, he's lied is what he's done. But the way they depict it, he has directly contradicted himself about when he learned U.S. intelligence that Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program. After taking a reporter's question earlier today about exactly what the president was told, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino provided a response to reporters Wednesday night. Perino stated that Bush had been told in August that Iran suspended its covert nuclear weapons program. In August, DNI Director McConnell advised President Bush that the intelligence community would not be able to meet a congressionally imposed deadline requiring a national intelligence estimate on Iran because new information had been obtained just as they were about to finalize the report, Perino had written in an email response. He said that if the new information turns out to be true, what we thought we knew for sure is right. Iran does, in fact, have a covert nuclear weapons program, but it may be suspended, Perino's email said. Perino also said McConnell told the president the new information might cause the intelligence community to change its assessment of Iran's covert nuclear program. Of course, Perino's latest version of who knew what and when may well yet be another lie. New Yorker reporter Seymour Hersh said earlier today that Dick Cheney knew about the Iranian program's suspension as late as last November, and that he said kept his foot on the neck of that report until last week. Well, is that any surprise? The White House has apparently been successful in burying the news that Bush lied at the news conference on Tuesday about when he was informed about the suspension of the Iranian program, and that, by extension, both Bush and Cheney have been lying to the American public for months about the threat Iran poses to world peace. Now, I don't know about you folks, but that absolutely honks me up. Doesn't surprise me but it really honks me off. And I'll talk a little more about this when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour after the break. Then I'm going to play what Keith Olbermann thinks about this. So be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, right after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to play a clip from Keith Olbermann to see what he has to say about this. But till then, I want to read some snippets of another article, Bush Under Fire Over These Iran Claims. And this is the Washington AFP. The White House Thursday struggled to defend the dire warnings about Iran made by U.S. President George W. Bush, even after he had learned that Tehran had likely frozen its atomic weapons program in 2003. A new U.S. national intelligence estimate released on Monday formally endorsed that conclusion, which Bush had first heard about in August from U.S. Director of National Intelligence Michael McConnell. On August 28th, Bush warned of a nuclear holocaust if the Islamic Republic developed nuclear weapons, and on October 17th, he warned that anyone interested in avoiding World War III should support U.S. pressure on Tehran. On October 21st, U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney warned Iran to suspend uranium enrichment or face serious consequences. The very language in the UN resolution on Iraq that the White House says justified the March 2003 invasion. On Tuesday, the U.S. president defended himself from Democratic charges of exaggerating the threat by saying that he had only been given, or he had only been briefed on the NIE on November 28th and suggested that McConnell's earlier warning had been vague. Another lie, George Bush. In August, I think it was, Mike McConnell came in and said, "We have some new information." He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze, Bush told a press conference. But White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said one day later that McConnell had told Bush that he was looking into information that Tehran had frozen its atomic weapons quest, casting doubt on previous U.S. charges. McConnell said that if the new information turns out to be true, what we thought we knew for sure is right. Iran does in fact have a covert nuclear weapons program, but it may be suspended. Confronted with the apparent contradiction between her comments and Bush's own words, Perino replied, "The president could have been more precise in that language, but the president was being truthful." Isn't it amazing the spin they put on this, folks? The president could have been more precise. Yes, he certainly could have been more precise. He could have told us the truth, but he didn't, Dana Perino. Anyway, but some of Bush's Democratic critics, including candidates to succeed him in November 2008, charged that Bush knew or should have known in August about the blockbuster finding that upended years of U.S. rhetoric on Iran. Are you telling me a president who's briefed every single morning, who's fixated on Iran, is not told back in August that the tentative conclusion of 16 intelligence agencies in the United States government said they had abandoned their effort for nuclear weapons in 2003? That question was asked by Senator Joe Biden. Biden noted Bush's contention that McConnell's warning had not been specific and flatly declared, "That's not believable." If that's true, he has the most incompetent staff in modern history, and he's one of the most incompetent presidents in modern history, the senator told reporters on a conference call on Tuesday. Biden also linked the latest flap to the flawed case for war with Iraq. For the president to knowingly disregard or once again misrepresent intelligence about the issue of war and peace, I find this outrageous. This is exactly what he did in the run-up to the war on Iraq, said Joe Biden. And, you know, that's true. I mean, as far back as I can remember, folks, all the way back to when I woke up in, what was it, about November 2005, they have been beating the war drums for Iran. They have had an occupation in Iraq. They have since had the surge. As we all know, they're attempting to balkanize Iraq and split it up into three different segments. They're building permanent military bases in Iraq as a step-off point to be able to militarily attack any country that they wish to and be in striking distance really quickly. They have been beating the war drums with Iran. They have been calling Ahmadinejad another Hitler. They have been doing everything they can do to gain support from the American people to attack Iran. Now, the question is, why are they doing this? Okay, I mean, these guys knew back 4 months ago that Iran had suspended their nuclear weapons program, but yet they still continued to let this go forward. So you have to ask yourselves why. Well, I've asked myself why, and I'll tell you what, with all that's going on here domestically with this legislation, this draconian legislation of which you diligent people out there like myself are fighting day in and day out, just like this hate crimes legislation, which you guys let your fingers do the walking. We got that one buried for a while, but we've also got S-1959 that's sitting in the Senate ready to be voted on. And they're stripping us of our rights. They are pointing the finger at this homegrown radicalization of terrorism. They have they've got cops out in the street left and right with 3,350,000 videotapes of tasering going on, which is conditioning the public for this. So it's all fear mongering. And why is this? Okay, it's because America is going fascist, and they have to create a threat. Which Iran has never been a threat. Iran has never been the aggressor, at least in recent history. They've never been an aggressor and targeted anybody on an attack. Yet this administration, and again, they're just mid-level minions, folks. They're just puppets. They're being controlled from afar. At any rate, the audacity of these two men to continue to beat these war drums, to continue to get on behind a podium on mainstream television, in press conferences, and continue to lie like they do. It's absolutely abominable. At any rate, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. As soon as we get back from the break, we're going to play what Keith Olbermann's thoughts are on this, so stick with us, folks. Got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's no longer available.
Red, white, and blue. People shuffling.
Okay, folks, I'll tell you what. I was going to play a clip by Keith Olbermann, my board operator just told me that clip, interestingly enough, and for whatever reason, is no longer available. But I'll tell you what, you know, I've got it, and I wish I could play it, but my equipment isn't set up right. I'm wondering why they pulled this clip, because I'll tell you, this is one of the most forward clips that I've ever seen by Keith Olbermann. He basically just came out and called Bush a liar. He called Cheney a liar. And I find it fascinating that they have pulled this clip and it's no longer available. That's a shame. And I'll tell you what, if I can find it, if I can get my hands on this clip from any place, folks, I will post it up on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, and you go in there and take a look at it for yourself, because you don't want to miss this one. If it's available anywhere, you definitely want to see this. I mean, he just calls him out major for it. But getting back to what I was speaking about, you know, what are they doing this for? Well, they've been beating the war drums with Iran for how many years now? Remember, they always need an enemy, and Iran is their latest enemy. Why do they need an enemy? Well, they have to have an excuse to continue to keep their war machine going, to keep that money flowing, to keep the American people in constant fear about World War III, and as an excuse to strip away our rights. What are they doing this for? Well, America's going fascist. I have an article here by Michael Ninonen out of the Republic of East Vancouver that I'm going to go through with you. It says, the signs are all there for anyone to see, and time is getting very short for action. And he suggests, and I suggest as well, folks, that you read Naomi Wolf's The End of America, letter of warning to a young patriot. I realize the hour is later than I thought. Many of us have watched the Bush regime's actions with a growing feeling of horror, intertwined with a sense that somehow we've seen all of this before, but we aren't sure where. We're confused because what we're seeing conflicts with unexamined and deeply held emotions we have about American freedom. Naomi Wolf's short but meticulously documented book shows that what is happening in America has indeed happened many times before. It's nothing new, folks. It hasn't happened in the United States, but rather in places like Chile, Italy, Russia, and Germany. In each case, people couldn't understand why they didn't recognize where they were heading before they passed the point of no return. And this is why, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, folks, I am proud to be affiliated with you awakened, enlightened, patriot Americans out there, because the masses are dumbed down. They don't have a clue. I can't count how many times in my life that I have heard, oh, you know, Nazi Germany, it could never happen here. Well, it's happening here. And the reason it's happening here is because people are too apathetic to read, most of them, not yourselves, yourselves excluded. It's happening right before their eyes or right under their nose. The legislation is being implemented, and they are clueless because the controlled mainstream media doesn't tell them. And if the controlled mainstream media doesn't tell them, they don't believe it because they believe what they see on the mainstream media. They're just parroting whatever their favorite talk show host or mainstream talk show host or whatever their favorite newspaper reporter tells them. Anyway, it's shifting fast. Naomi Wolf argues that the United States is undergoing a, quote, fascist shift from an authoritarian but still relatively open society to a totalitarian society. The techniques for forcing this shift have evolved over the last century and are now studied by aspiring tyrants the world over. These methods are even part of the formal curriculum in places like the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, previously known as the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, where thousands of Latin Americans have been trained by the United States government in the most savage techniques of insurgency and counterinsurgency. Fascists use 10 basic strategies to shut down open societies. They invoke an external and internal threat in order to convince the population to grant their rulers extraordinary powers. They establish secret prisons that practice torture, prisons that are initially few in number and only incarcerate social pariahs, but that quickly multiply and soon imprison opposition leaders, outspoken clergy, union leaders, well-known performers, publishers, and journalists. That's S-1959, folks. They develop a paramilitary force that operates without legal restraint. Can you say Blackwater? They set up a system of intense domestic surveillance that gathers information for the purposes of intimidating and blackmailing citizens. They infiltrate, monitor, and disorganize citizens' group. They arbitrarily detain and release citizens, especially at borders. They target key individuals like civil servants, academics, and artists in order to ensure their complicity or silence. They take control of the press. They've done that for a long time, folks. They publicly equate dissent with treason. Finally, they suspend the rule of law. All of these tragedies are being employed in America today. Now, I want you to consider the evidence. The Bush administration and its supporters have consistently portrayed the security threat posed by international terrorists as a threat to the very survival of Western civilization in order to justify permanent war and to keep the American public in a state of panic and paranoia. What did I just mention a few minutes ago? The prisons at Guantanamo and God knows how many CIA black sites, they torture their inmates. Even though human rights organizations have demonstrated that the majority of at least Guantanamo's inmates are innocent victims of mass arrests. The inmates are designated as enemy combatants, i.e. Section 802 of the Patriot Act, folks, who have no rights under international or American law. And there is nothing stopping American presidents from filling these prisons with American citizens. In an April 24, 2007 article for the Huffington Post, Naomi Wolf writes that thanks to the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the president has the power to call any U.S. citizen an enemy combatant. He has the power to define what an enemy combatant means. The president can also delegate to anyone he chooses in the executive branch the right to define enemy combatant any way he or she wants, and then seize Americans accordingly. Even if you and I are American citizens, even if we turn out to be completely innocent of what he has accused us of doing, he has the power to have us seized. We are changing, seized as we are changing planes at Newark tomorrow, or have us taken with a knock on the door, ship you or me to a Navy brig, and keep you or me in isolation, possibly for months while awaiting trial. Jose Padilla comes to mind with that one. She points out that while currently Americans in such situations will be spared any torture except psychosis-inducing isolation and can look forward to eventual trials, these rights typically evaporate in the final sections or final stages of a fascist shift. They're called mercenaries. Military contractors are the regime's paramilitary force, Blackwater's mercenaries, many of whom were trained by Latin America's most horrific police states, have operated in Iraq outside of Iraqi, American, and military law, and have murdered uncounted innocent Iraqis with impunity. Domestically, Blackwater has contracted to provide hundreds of armed security guards in the wake of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and there's evidence that they fired on civilians. Blackwater's business plans calls for their use in future disasters and emergencies throughout the United States, and it's supported by some of the biggest power brokers in America. American intelligence agencies are now bypassing court orders to wiretap citizens' telephones, spy on their emails, and monitor their financial transactions. And the USA Patriot Act forces corporations, booksellers, librarians, and doctors to turn over previously confidential information about Americans to the state. Now, I'm going to pause there for a minute and mention to you, I've mentioned this before, but I want to bring it up again. I monitor this a little bit closer than most simply because of, you know, what I do here. But I'll tell you, folks, just in recent weeks, I have found that if you go to Federal Express, or you go to UPS or DHL, and you want to wire a pack, or if you want to send a package, they will not insure more than $500. Now, they used to insure it. It would cost you a few cents, $100 for every $100 over that. But they won't send more than $500 anymore. The banks, if you go to make a wire transfer, my father-in-law went to wire transfer $5,000 to one of his daughters. And Bank of America would not allow him to wire transfer interbank, by the way, from Bank of America, one Bank of America account to another in the same bank. They would not allow him to wire transfer more than $1,000 per day. He would have had to have done it and said, or excuse me, he would have had to have done it over a five-day period. Now, here we go. Quick message here, folks. I guess there was a caller that just called in and said that the Keith Olbermann tape is there on YouTube. Carrie's got it, so if I want to try it, I can try it. Do we have enough time, Carrie? We got about – okay, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can play this Keith Olbermann clip. We got about, I think, 6 minutes to the break. It's a nine-minute clip, so we'll do about 6 minutes of it. We'll take the break, and we'll play the other 3 minutes when we come back. So, Carrie, if you would, go ahead and run the clip.
Finally, as promised, a special comment about the president.
I'm not going to be able to hear the clip with my equipment, so, Carrie, would you give me a quick note here on the screen and tell me that it's running?
He was too dishonest to restrain himself from invoking World War III about Iran at least 6 weeks after he had to have known the analogy would be fantastic, irresponsible hyperbole. Or we have a president too transcendently stupid not to have asked at what now appears to have been a series of opportunities to do so, whether the fairy tales he either created or was fed were still even remotely plausible. The pathological presidential liar or an idiot in chief. It is the nightmare scenario of political science fiction, a critical juncture in our history, and contained in either answer, a president manifestly unfit to serve, and behind him in the vice presidency, an unapologetic warmonger who has long been seeing a world visible only to himself. After Ms. Perino's announcement at the White House last night that the timeline is inescapable and clear now, in August, this president was told by his hand-picked major domo of intelligence, Mike McConnell, a flinty, high-strung-looking, worrying warrior who will always see more clouds than silver linings, that what everybody thought about Iran might, in essence, be crap. Yet on October 17th, the president said of Iran and its president, Ahmadinejad, "I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from have the knowledge to make a nuclear weapon." And as he said that, Mr. Bush knew that at bare minimum, there was a strong chance that his rhetoric was nothing more than words with which to scare the Iranians. Or was it, sir, to scare the Americans? Does Iran not really fit in the equation here? Have you just scribbled it into the fill-in-the-blank on the same template you used to scare us about Iraq? In August, any commander-in-chief still able-minded or uncorrupted or both, sir, would have invoked the quality the job most requires, mental flexibility. A bright man or an honest man would have realized no later than the McConnell briefing that the only true danger about Iran was the damage that could be done by an unhinged, irrational chicken little of a president shooting his mouth off, backed up only by his own hysteria and his own delusions of omniscience. Not Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Mr. Bush. The chicken little of presidents is the one, sir, that you see in the mirror. And the mind reels at the thought of a vice president, fully briefed on the revised intel as long as 2 weeks ago, briefed on the fact that Iran abandoned its pursuit of this imminent threat 4 years ago, a vice president who never bothered to mention it to his boss. It is nearly forgotten today, but throughout much of Ronald Reagan's presidency, it was widely believed that he was little more than a front man for some never-viewed, behind-the-scenes string puller. Today, as evidenced by this latest remarkable historical malfeasance, it is inescapable that Dick Cheney is either this president's evil ventriloquist, or he thinks he is. What servant of any of the 42 previous presidents could possibly withhold information of this urgency and this gravity and wind up back at his desk the next morning instead of winding up before a congressional investigation or a criminal one? Mr. Bush, if you can still hear us, if you did not previously agree to this scenario in which Dick Cheney is the actual detective and you're the Remington Steele, you must disenthrall yourself. Mr. Cheney has usurped your constitutional powers, cut you out of the information loop, and led you down the path to an unprecedented presidency in which the facts have become optional. The intel is valued less than the hunch, and the assistant runs the store. The problem is, sir, your assistance is robbing you and your country blind. Not merely in monetary terms, Mr. Bush, but more importantly, robbing you of the traditions and righteousness for which we have stood at great risk for centuries. Honesty, law, moral force. Mr. Cheney has helped, sir, to make your administration into the kind our ancestors saw in the 1860s and 1870s and 1880s, the ones that abandoned Reconstruction and sent this country marching backwards into the pit of American apartheid. Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland. Presidents who will be remembered only in a blur of failure, Mr. Bush. Presidents who will be remembered as functions only of those who opposed them, the opponents whom history proved right. Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Bush. Would that we could let this president off the hook by seeing him only as marionette or moron. But a study of the mutation of his language about Iran proves that though he may not be very good at it, he is himself still a manipulative Machiavellian snake oil salesman. The Bushian etymology was tracked by Dan Frumkin at the Washington Post website, and it is staggering. March 31st, Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. June 5th, Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons. June 19th, consequences to the Iranian government if they continue to pursue a nuclear weapon. July 12th, the same regime in Iran that is pursuing nuclear weapons. August 6th, this is a government that has proclaimed its desire to build a nuclear weapon. Notice a pattern? Trying to develop, build, or pursue a nuclear weapon. Then, sometime between August 6th and August 9th, those terms are suddenly swapped out so subtly that only in retrospect can we see that somebody has warned the president not only that he has gone out too far on the limb of terror, but that there may not even be a tree there. McConnell or somebody must have briefed him then. August 9th, they have expressed their desire to be able to enrich uranium, which we believe is a step...
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This night, they have expressed their desire to be able to enrich uranium, which we believe is a step toward having a nuclear weapons program. August 28th, Iran's active pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons. October 4th, you should not have the know-how on how to make a nuclear weapon. October 17th, until they suspend and or make it clear that they, that their statements aren't real, yeah, I believe they want to have the capacity, the knowledge, in order to make a nuclear weapon. Before August 9th, it is trying to develop, build, or pursue a nuclear weapon. After August 9th, it's desire, pursuit, want, knowledge, technology, know-how to enrich uranium. And we are to believe, Mr. Bush, that the National Intelligence Estimate this week talks of the Iranians suspending their nuclear weapons program in 2003, and you talked of the Iranians suspending their nuclear weapons program on October 17th, and that term suspending is just a coincidence. And we're to believe, Mr. Bush, that nobody told you any of this until last week. Your insistence that you were not briefed on the NIE until last week might be legally true, something like what the definition of is, but with the subject matter being not interns, but the threat of nuclear war. Legally, this might save you from some kind of war crimes trial, but ethically, it is a lie. It is indefensible. You have been yelling threats into a phone for nearly 4 months after the guy on the other end had already hung up. You, Mr. Bush, are a bald-faced liar. And moreover, you must have realized that John Bolton and Norman Podhoretz and the Wall Street Journal editorial board are now also bald-faced liars. We are to believe that the intel community, or maybe the State Department, cooked the raw intelligence about Iran, falsely diminished the Iranian nuclear threat to make you look bad. And you proceeded to let them make you look bad. You not only knew all of this about Iran in early August, but you also knew it was all accurate. And instead of sharing this good, calming news with the people you have obviously forgotten you represent, you merely fine-tuned your terrorizing of those people to legally cover your own backside, while you filled the factual gap with sadistic visions of, as you phrased it on August 28th, a, quote, nuclear holocaust. As you phrased it on October 17th, quote, World War III. My comments, Mr. Bush, are often dismissed as simple repetitions of the phrase, George Bush has no business being president. Well, guess what? Tonight, hanged by your own words and convicted by your own deliberate lies, you, sir, have no business being president. Good night and good luck.
Oh, lies, lies, and more lies. An administration of liars. You know, you have to ask yourself, folks, I mean, you know, why does the American people not do anything? Why don't they stand up? Why don't they do something about this? Because they don't even know. Some of them don't know. Some of them don't care. We know, and this is why it's so frustrating. Keith Olbermann called it just right. These people are a pack of liars. They've known that Iran had stopped their nuclear program. They continued to go forward with their lies. Why? For fear-mongering? To scare Iran, like Keith Olbermann said? No, to scare us. Okay, so it gives them an excuse to continue to take our liberties from us. So I'm going to get back to this. I've only got, I don't know, probably a minute until the break. But I'm reading this article here, America is going fascist. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, folks, up at the top of the hour. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can talk about anything you want. It's an open line Friday, second hour. You can talk about immigration, expatriation, constipation, anything you'd like, anything that's on your mind, question, comment, story. It really doesn't matter. It's kind of a relaxed, lazy day for me anyway. Weekend coming up. And okay, well, I hear the music. I was going to start and read a couple paragraphs, but the music's coming up. Again, the second hour, the phone lines will be open at 800-313-9443. I've got 2-3 pages left of this article, and then we'll just give it a bit and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I will be back with my second hour in 2 minutes, folks, so stick with us.
With